Do you want me to share something with you? Okay, your turn. Come down the front. This morning I haven't got a story for you. It's what we would call an object lesson. What's an object lesson? You know what an object lesson is? You'll find out. What's happening over the next 2 weeks? The London Olympics, and you're going to see people forming in various different sports, and they have practiced, some for 4 years, some for 8 years, some for even 10 years, for this very special moment. But what is the reality of the Olympics? Only one can win. Only one can win the gold medal. True? Only one. And I'm sure they've all practiced, and I'm sure they've all put in their hours and hours of swimming up and down doing the laps, but only one can win. Now, we have the Heavenly Father. Some have followed him for many, many years. Some follow him not for all that long. But regardless of how long you follow Jesus for, what's the end result? As long as we stay true, we can all go to heaven. True? We all have got the opportunity of going home to heaven as long as we're faithful. There was a story in the Bible about a gentleman who needed hired labour to work in his vineyard. And some he got in the morning, some he got midday, some he got in the afternoon. But at the end of the day, they all got what? The same pay. And isn't that brilliant? He gave them all the same pay. And yet if we stay true to Jesus, regardless of whether we followed him for a long, long time, or like the thief on the cross, he only followed him for how long? Not long at all. But the reward is still the same. We can all have heaven. Isn't that good? But you've been fortunate to know Jesus now. So if you stay true to him and keep following him, heaven can begin really now as we have a wonderful life in Jesus. But we stay true to him. And when he comes, we can receive the crown of life that he has for those who are faithful and for those who are true. Good idea? Now go back to your seats. Do you remember what I spoke about last time? Prayer. Beginning of the year, I said my sermons this year would all be dealing with prayers from the Bible. And today's message is no exception. Except we're dealing with two prayers. Two prayers that Jesus looked at in the parable that he told. But before we open our Bibles, let's pause for prayer ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that as we open your word this morning, as we consider these two prayers that are in this scripture that we're going to look at this morning, we pray that your blessing will be upon us, that your Holy Spirit will be here with us, that we will learn from this and maybe apply it to our own lives. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. It is interesting that in the story that we're looking at, in the situation that we're looking at today, that Christ was very upfront in giving the reason for this parable to be told. Luke 18. It's interesting how upfront he begins by explaining the reason for the parable. Luke 18 verse 9 we read, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." Two men went up to the temple to pray. The one, Pharisee, the other, a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know, interesting story. We've got two interesting people. But let's begin at the beginning. Two men went to the temple to pray. Come to church. Ever ask yourself the question, why do you come to church? Why are you here? Do you come here just because it's the right thing to do? Do you come here, well, with an attitude of worship perhaps, to meet with your Heavenly Father? Psalms 135, come with me there. We're using our Bibles this morning. Psalms 135, and we've got a beautiful thought here. Psalms 135. Beginning with verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, the name of the Lord. Praise him, all ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in his house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God." Praise the Lord. "For the Lord is good," singing praises, "sing praises unto his name, it is pleasant." Here we've got an example of an attitude of worship. We come here with an attitude to praise God, to sing praises to the name, to sing praises. We need to be happy, joyful, can't we? It's good to be in God's house. It's good to be in God's presence. And in being here, I hope that for all of us, it can be an act of joy. Just to know that we are here in God's house with our Heavenly Father. But we have in this story two men who came to pray. They came to the temple to pray. And it is here at this point that the story begins to change, because the two prayers were different and they had different message. Luke 18, verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank you that I'm not like other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. It's interesting. The message that we have here in this first prayer is a simple message which says, how great I am. How great I am. And it's interesting that Jesus puts it down that the publican, the Pharisee rather, prayed to whom? Himself. He prayed with himself. And of course, to pray this way, it isn't long before the focus of the prayer is where? On himself. Lord, I do all these things. I do not do what other people do. I don't cheat or steal, commit adultery. I pay good tithes. I'm pretty good. And you know, the sad thing is that the Pharisee probably was a good man. He was a good man. He didn't steal. He probably didn't take other people down. He didn't play around with the neighbor's wife. Isaiah chapter 1 brings out an interesting point. Isaiah chapter 1, 15. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make your prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. You see, God can see the heart. God can see the heart. The Pharisee looked good on the outside. What was going on inside? Psalm 66. Psalm 66. Psalm 66 verse 18 says, if I regard iniquity where? In my heart. The Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. And I guess the question we each need to ask is, okay, what do I regard in my heart? Where is my devotion? Is it on God or man? You see, God sees us. I'm reminded of a little caption in a book. I remember as a young person, very young child. The caption was, said four words: Thou God seest me. there God sees me. Let's go back to the prayer. Luke 18. And as we read this prayer again, Luke 18:11-12, the Pharisee stood and thus prayed with himself, God, I thank thee I am not like other men are, extortioners, adulterers, unjust adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. What was the focus? Where was the focus? On himself. On himself. Think of another prayer. We'll look at another prayer where the focus is on himself. Or another comment. Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. We read an interesting statement dealing with another very well-known individual. And again, we see the same theme coming through. Isaiah 14. Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down from the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast set in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Two prayers sound similar, don't they? Two statements, rather. The focus is where? I. As was said at the beginning of the prayer of this Pharisee, his focus was only for himself. He did not see anyone else and did not appreciate that they too needed a Saviour. And the sad thing was that because he didn't see the needs of others, he failed to see his own need. What a sad thing to happen. And in the process, he missed out on the blessing. It's easy to fall into that trap. Too easy. And if you think it cannot happen today, interesting observation that is made in Revelation chapter 3. Come with me. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Beginning with verse 14. And unto the church, angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, beginning of creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So thus, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am enriched and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art miserable, wretched and miserable, poor, blind and naked. The scary thing is, the problem of the Pharisee can very easily be our problem. Not doing anything wrong, but not doing anything right either. We're happy, we're content, we're doing great. come with me to Luke 18 again. Luke 18. Verse 13. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. Here we got a totally different attitude. The poor old publican knew he was standing where? In the presence of God. He knew he had nothing to offer. He knew what he was really like. He didn't need anyone else to tell him. He knew that he was on holy ground. You know, it is interesting to note the attitude of others who also had the experience of being able to come so close to God. Come with me to Isaiah. Interesting to note how Isaiah felt when he had the chance of being so close to God. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah knew he was standing in God's presence. Was he self-confident? No. Woe is me, I'm undone. Nowhere do you read in this passage of Isaiah saying he was glad he was not like the others. He understood. He knew. He had a very clear picture of himself. He had a very clear picture of the holiness of God. Another one is Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I'm a child. Again, we do not see Jeremiah putting himself up to be good. He knew that he was short of the mark. He knew he had nothing to offer. But it is amazing how God can use those who are willing to admit their need of him. That we all need to realize our need of him and to let him do his work within us. Luke 18. What was the prayer of the publican? Luke 18, verse 13. But he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What a prayer to pray. God, be merciful. Will God hear a prayer like that? Matthew 23. Jesus has a very blunt comment in Matthew 23, verse 12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. James 4. Come with me there. James 4 verse 6 says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God will always hear the prayer of the humble. God will always hear the prayer of those who come to him with true love in their hearts. God will hear you when your mind is stayed upon him and he is number one in your life. He will hear those who are honest in heart. Was the publican a perfect man? No. But he knew that God was a perfect God and that in him he could put his trust. And what was the end result of the visit to the temple of both those men? Luke 18 verse 14. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In coming here today, let us see ourselves as we really are and know we need a Saviour. In coming here today, may we have the assurance that we do have a Saviour. And in coming here today, may we also know that the one who we love, the one who we serve, is only a prayer away. And you know, the best news is that we can know that he will hear us when we call. And that promise is still relevant. It is still real. And each one of us can claim that promise today. That's the promise. Let's claim it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come and be in your house today. As we go our separate ways for the week that lies ahead, may your blessing go before us and grant us your peace. Thank you, dear Lord, for your salvation. Thank you for the promises that you give. And may we today lay hold of your hand and never let go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.